Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, all right, all right. Thanks for rolling with us today. This is the world-famous Ben and Skin Show, 97.1 The Eagle. This weekend on the Ben and Skin listener Facebook group, I saw a couple things I liked. Number one, I saw a bunch of new people trying Balcones for the first time, and that's so awesome to see. Folks posting pictures of their first bottles. Thanks for trusting us with that and trying that delicious whiskey. The other thing I saw was people saying thank you for posting all the segments of the show, which we do. We way rather that you listen live on 97.1 The Eagle. That's how we get the most credit, when you listen over a radio signal. But if you absolutely can't do that, all the segments are available at benandskinpodcast.com. benandskinpodcast.com. Last month, we had over 107,000 podcast downloads in the month. So thank you. That's a new personal record. When we were back at We were back at The Fan. We were getting 75,000 podcast downloads per month, and that put us in the top five in the country of all their CBS radio stations, or Intercom or Audacity, whatever it is now. And now to be up over 107,000 is just huge. So we appreciate the growth. We appreciate the support. And KT, you said there's a way for them to just click on to auto-download?
Yeah, if you have it on the iHeart phone app, just go to search the Ben and Skin Show. Obviously, you can stream it live, 97.1 The Eagle, and follow them as well. But if you follow the Ben and Skin Show on there, if you hit auto-download, it'll just put them right there in the bank for you. I can tell you right now, Ben, with 5 days left to go this month, we're at 85,000 downloads.
Oh!
So we need about 22,000 downloads to get to what we got last month over the next 5 days.
Okay, but so it sounds like we're trailing last month a little bit.
I think the pace is actually about the same. About the same, yeah.
So we would appreciate that. We'd love to break that record. So go to the iHeart app on your phone, subscribe, auto-download the Ben and Skin podcast. We'd greatly appreciate that. You can also, there's a shortcut to it, benandskinpodcast.com, benandskinpodcast.com. Right here, what I'd like to do is talk about something that's near and dear to my heart and something that I'm dealing with right now. And we just started kicking it around in the Pube Cube area as we were talking about vacations. And I couldn't believe this theme that emerged. Now, I am getting ready to go on vacation. I will be here tomorrow. That'll be my last day. I wore shorts today. I'll probably wear a bathing suit tomorrow. I mean, it's like
flip-flops.
Biggest mail-in ever. I hope there's a three-hour game show tomorrow. And then I'll pass the baton to Skin.
Planned.
Skin will be coming back. I should host another one. Because you guys, I'm winning, and you guys need to catch up.
Yep. But I'm in last place.
Is it fair to host a game show when one guy's not on the show?
Yes.
Didn't we do it last week already?
We didn't give points for it, though.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't do a game show last week.
No, we did Eagle Request Live, which is like a game show for the audience.
Oh, that's right. I think it's very fair.
I don't know.
What you get for going on vacation.
Well, but we're in last place. I'm in last place.
We're
going
to do a game show every day when you're gone and catch up to you.
I'm fine with it.
I'd respect it.
I think there should be no points. I think it has to be a full show.
Yeah. Okay.
You can still play a game show.
Yeah, that's fair.
But with nothing on the line.
It's not fair for someone not to be here to have a shot. But whoever hosts, see, that's the thing. Whoever hosts doesn't have a shot to win either. And you host most of the time. Skin hosts the least amount of time. So I think you could get him to sign off on us having one.
I don't think he cares. Personally.
Seriously, I think he cares more than anything in the world.
I think if we texted him asking us about a game show that we might do tomorrow when he's not here, I don't think he would have an answer.
He wouldn't respond.
I think he'd be like, what is this and why?
I think he would question the rules on if it makes sense, if it's fair, to the point where you would die of exhaustion.
We don't have to do a game show, then.
All right.
I got some stuff.
Okay.
I got some stuff ready.
Okay. That's good, because I'm mailing it in. So I do this every year. So working in radio, it's a very unstable environment. So here's what I mean. So when Skin and I took our first full-time job in radio, it was at Live 105.3. Pugs and Kelly were in a contract dispute. They walked out or something. And then we had just had this article written about us in D Magazine for this thing we did at Quick DFW, this little newspaper. We had won best columnist in town. And we were doing weekends at the Ticket and vacation fill-in. And so we talked our way into getting that gig at Live 105.3. 3 months after we started, or four, they switched formats. They turned it into The Fan. We did not see that coming. We had no idea that was going to happen. It just showed how volatile radio is. And I was talking to the guy, David Henry. We've had him on the show and even asked him about this. He had made this big movie poster-sized poster in the hallway of CBS Radio, and it's The Ben and Skin Show, middays. And I was so proud and happy. I was like, we made it in radio. After all these years, we made it. And he said, well, if it doesn't work out, we'll just get some other guys for that poster. And he was serious. And I was like, damn, it's like that. And so we ended up leaving The Fan to escape there because we hated the guy that ran it. And to do that, to go from one station to the next, you burn through, you have to go through a non-compete period. So you go 3 months where you can't work. And so the only way to provide for your family over that time is to burn through your savings. Because you can't go start a job for 3 months. Who wants to hire you for 3 months?
Yeah.
And it's your you can't do anything in your quote-unquote craft. So you basically burn through your savings. We've had to do that three times. And so you burn through your savings chasing this radio dream. In addition to which, you're always getting squeezed. You know, like when we worked with Russ, Russ told me this one time. We laughed about this. Before we officially came over to Eagle, I'd gone to his house. And we were talking about everything, and we were talking about the Live 105.3 experience. And I think I said, yeah, I was making 75 grand a year at that time. And he said, he started laughing, and he said, yeah, I made 1.25 that year.
Crushing it.
So, like, but there's the idea, I think, that everyone makes that crazy money, and they don't. You got to be like, you know,
legend,
Kid Craddock, Howard Stern,
Russ Martin,
super legend, you know, to get there.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I say all this to say, you know, chasing the radio dream does not put you in a situation where you have a lot of disposable income. And so every time summer vacation comes around, I'm usually stressed out and my wife is stressed out and we're like, we don't really have money to go on vacation this year. And so we're not planning a vacation. We just don't have the money to do it. And so as we get closer and closer, I start, every year I do this. I'm like, yeah, but we got to go on vacation, right? Like, we have to do something.
You need a break, yeah.
You got to get away.
It's, yeah.
It's tradition.
And the other thing
it's
I think
healthy.
About, it's my children are now 15, 13, and 10 years old. And I know that pretty soon they're going to be out of my house. Mm-hmm. They're going to be off living their lives like you guys are in your families. And I'm going to miss them. And I'm going to want them around. And so you only have a limited amount of time to take those family vacations. And it's one of those things that I'm rationalizing this in my head as I talk out loud because I'm thinking about the extreme expense. And I was thinking, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and spend some money on this vacation, money I don't have. I'll just rack up my credit card. We'll go. We're going to go to Broken Bow at first. We're mm-hmm. going to go to Broken Bow for a couple days. And this is the Texans vacation because we're driving to Broken Bow, and then we're going to drive to Port Aransas.
Okay.
So,
because in Port Aransas is near Corpus Christi.
Okay, yeah.
My friend Braun has that beach cart business.
Mm-hmm.
It got wiped out by that hurricane.
Yeah.
And he's rebuilt it. And so we're going to go support Braun and go see him. And, man, it's a little cheaper than going all the way to Alabama or Florida for the beach, right?
Yeah, you drive down there in a day.
Yeah, decent vacation for sure.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. And so it is so expensive. Regardless, it is so freaking expensive. And last night I gave my kids a debriefing and I said, listen, here's the deal. Here are my expectations when I take you on this vacation. Because, you know, kids will be as spoiled as you make them, right? And I've unfortunately spoiled my kids because you want them to be happy, but they don't understand the value of a dollar. Mm-hmm. And I realized as I was sitting there talking to them about my expectation, my list got longer and longer and longer. And their eyes glossed over and they stopped listening to me after 9 seconds. And I realized, oh, I'm probably going to be pissed off on this vacation. and then I started thinking, I was like, yeah, I think I get mad at every vacation. And then I started thinking, I think my dad used to get mad at every vacation. And then we started talking, and you guys said, well, was it you, Carrie? You're like, why are dads always pissed on vacation or something?
I think Casey said it first, but I was like, oh, my God, it's not just my dad? It was everyone's dad who got pissed off on vacation.
I don't know if it's like the whole time, but I think there's always one thing that happens.
Yeah.
That isn't. I mean, maybe more for other people. In my experience, there's always one day, usually middle of the trip.
Yes.
Something happens, and it's just an outburst. It usually involves me and my brother fighting. You know, it's kind of probably leads to a lot of these things. But it causes just one big outburst where you go, whoa, we went too far.
Yeah.
I think everyone has experienced this.
No, yeah. We would always make sure we try to see, like, how long we can go without Dad getting pissed off. Like, yeah. We need to make sure we wake up when he wants us to wake up and do all these things. And I remember when we got older, that's finally when we went on a trip where he didn't get upset. We're like, okay, finally.
Because he's not in charge of everything. This is the thing people don't understand is a lot of times the dad has to carry a big weight when he's taking the family on a trip. And I don't know this. I don't have kids. But, like, I know this as I got older. The dad's got a lot of decision-making he has to do, probably. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's probably in charge of the rental car or the flight or the driving or where are we stopping and things like that. And the truth is, kids are loud. Like, kids they talk a lot or they make a lot of noise at all ages. So there's like a lot going on for the dad to kind of process.
Yes.
While also trying to keep the wife happy. It's just a lot.
All right.
I get it. I haven't experienced it, but I get it.
Here's what it is. I know what it is now. I cracked the code, and you just mentioned it. So the last time you went on a vacation, you finally, there wasn't any drama.
No,
Dad
was
wasn't
great.
Pissed.
Yeah, was the family vacation,
Were you and you have two sisters?
I do.
Were you and your sisters fighting on that one? Or because
no.
You're adults now?
Yes. Yeah, okay. So it was just me and my younger sister, but yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's why. And so I start thinking about a vacation. I'm like, yes, I'm going to relax. And even though I'm spending money I don't have to do it, I want to give these kids an amazing experience. And my wife's like, fantastic. I don't have to cook for everyone all day. I don't have to do laundry all day. I don't have to do, okay, great. We're going to go on vacation. And then you get in that car, and the first 30 seconds you're in that car, two of your three kids are fighting.
Yeah.
And they're fighting, and they're fighting, and they're fighting. And they're fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting and arguing and complaining and fighting and arguing. And they don't want to eat this and they don't want to go there and they don't want to go do this and they don't want to do that. And you're like, why didn't we just go on a vacation without the kids?
That's the thing.
We should have just gone on an adult vacation and left the kids and gone off and had a great time, rediscovered why we love each other, get away from these idiots because kids are the worst. You know, you talk about time-sucking vampires. They're money-sucking vampires. You just watch the money disappear. It explodes. And then while they take lighter fluid and pour it on a pile of money and set it on fire and start laughing, they have no idea how much money they're burning. And they don't care because it's not their money and they don't even understand the value of a dollar.
But you're going to miss it, right, Ben? Like you said earlier, aren't you going to miss that?
I don't know.
Dude, the problem is 6 minutes ago, you just said, my kids are getting old and they're not going to be around and I want them around and I want to give them a good experience. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. You said that and then you had already talked. It took you about 3 minutes to talk yourself into, why don't you just leave the kids here, have a good vacation, a cheaper vacation with the wife. And it's a conflict. It's a problem.
Yeah. I could go, like, for the same price of taking all these dumbass kids all over the state of Texas, I could just go to Hawaii with my wife and post up, have a great time with my soulmate in a hot tub and throw a football over the mountain.
Maybe work some strangers in the mix.
Yeah, see what happens, see how it goes, see who gets in the hot tub. They're all in play. And but no, I got to listen to my kids fight with each other and argue about who's had what. He already had a soda. I didn't get mine yet. I want ice cream. He already had an ice cream. He ate all the snacks that we had. He's had two bags of chips. Oh, it never stops.
I think that once you go with your wife and it's just you and her, I think by day four, you're like, I miss the kids. I want to be around the kids.
Here's the thing.
Because you like being around your kids.
I like being around
most of the time. One
of my kids.
Shout out Grace.
Here's the deal. Max is actually, this is, so one time, we went with some other couples to Mexico. We flew to Mexico for our summer vacation. And we decided to leave the kids. Ha! We went and dropped them off at their cousin's house while we went to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
It was glorious. It was so freaking awesome. We had fun. We didn't have to worry about them. We had no responsibilities. We chilled by a pool. No fighting, arguing, complaining, nothing. It was so inexpensive. And then I realized that my son, who's 15 now, it really hurt him. Because he's really well behaved.
Yeah.
And he was really sad. Like when we told him we're going to Mexico, and he's like, yes, I've been dying to go to Mexico. And we're like, yeah, you're not going. He started crying. Like not bawling or anything, but his eyes teared up. And he was like, okay, I guess. And I was like, oh, no. And so he loves to travel, and he is not a problem. And plus, he's 15 now. He has given me no stress. None. So
that's
it's almost
amazing.
Like I could take him at 15. My 13-year-old is all stress all the time. And my 10-year-old is high maintenance and always fighting with my 13-year-old.
Oh, no. Grace has turned a corner then.
Well, no, she's great, but she's she's great, but...
You're right. You're right, though. Max is like... Max does act super mature. Yeah.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, he's like a 38-year-old man in a 15-year-old's body.
Yeah, I said regret. One of my big regrets is not being... I was just such a jerk and hard to talk to. Like a lot of teenagers are. They put up walls, hard to talk to. I don't think I gave my parents problems, but I could have been way cooler to my parents than I was.
That's every teenager, so yeah. Because I would just sit on my Game Boy with my CD in front of me. If they were talking to me, I had no idea. Like, no, I got to catch this Pokemon. Leave me alone.
So he's in a bad mood for no reason, you know, not realizing how good you really had it.
Yeah.
Right. I did that too, man. I was the worst. In fact, of my family, I was the least pleasant to deal with. My brothers were great. I was a pain in the ass. And I think it's all karma coming back. You know, it's a karma boomerang. It's hitting me in the face.
I feel like we've got a solution here, though. You, Kat, and Max go on a nice vacation.
So you can't do that because then the others would be pissed off.
Okay, and legitimately, like, when my dad died in 2005, we eulogized him, and the things that I remembered about his life were, you know, you take all these years of being together and, you know, being a family. And the things I remembered the most about my dad, and my brothers were the same as we each eulogized him, we remembered him coaching our Little League teams when he did, and we remembered family vacations. Everything else just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Arguing over grades, school, jobs, mow the lawn, getting grounded for stealing liquor, whatever it was, sneaking out. All of that disappeared, and the things I remembered that I valued the most about my father's life was the quality time we spent together on vacations. And so as I sat there last night going, do I want to spend this money on a vacation? I was like, yeah. Even if they're spoiled, even if they fight each other, even if there's drama, you know, there's so few of these. Like my 15-year-old, when he's 19, he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like he'll, you know, obviously he'll still come back and live with us and whatever. But it's just, he's an adult at that point. And then he'll go get in a relationship and maybe even get married and move. And so we still have these kids, you know, to enjoy right now. And it's like, I think it's worth it. I guess I'm talking to myself. I think it's,
am I crazy? Like you're still conflicted here.
Oh, I'm very conflicted. Admittedly, it's 51% worth it, 49% no effing way.
I think it's worth it because we went to Broken Bow for the first time around that age. My older sister was already graduated. But I remember that trip, and it was really fun. Because like you've mentioned before, Broken Bow kind of makes you put the electronics away. And we were on Wave Runners and stuff. It was awesome.
Yeah, you remember it still.
I do remember it. It was a really fun time.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should.
This sounds weird, but I think we should get a poll. I want you to corner each of the people in your family. Kat, do you want the kids going on vacation? What are you going to answer? Doesn't have to be public. Then you get Max, okay? Then you get Miles and Grace, and just give them what do they want to do. Do you want to go on vacation or not? Now, you can tell me what you think they'll say now, But in the end, you'll have these things to add up in your head. Well, Kat wants him to go. Max says he's in. So there's two right there.
You got to find a babysitter.
Would Miles and Grace definitely want to go, or would they even care? Would they want to stay here? Because it's summertime, play with your friends and all that stuff. Because there were times I didn't want to go on family vacation.
I agree. But you end up having fun anyway.
You end up having a good time. Yeah. But I always saw it as, my friends are back at home.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Do you know how expensive it is? Like, even those, so we don't own a boat, so we're renting a pontoon boat for 4 hours, and we have one jet ski for 2 hours. The cost of that 4 hours is about $1,000.
Yeah.
$1,000 for that.
You and Kat could have three nights in a really nice hotel and massages for that.
It's out of control. All right, so what about this? What about, do you think letting the kids bring a friend with them? Is that good or bad?
That's extra stress.
Is it?
Extra money.
Or do they,
their parents usually pay you back a little bit.
Or do they go, I'm not expecting their parents to pay anything. But it's really not that. If you're already going and renting the place.
Okay.
And you have the space in the car, you have the space in that place. Does that keep them from fighting more if they have a friend there? Because then they get to hang out with their friend and not compete with.
Man.
Are each of them bringing a friend?
I'm thinking letting one kid bring a friend to Broken Bow and then two kids bring a friend to the beach.
I think that's just added stress.
To me it's added stress because there's still, because you're going on a family vacation, statistics show there still is probably going to be an outburst of some sort. And then you have these other kids who are going to see the outburst happen.
And you have to worry about their safety and stuff.
Yeah.
One of those kids get hurt.
No. This is a family vacation, not a family and friends vacation.
I don't think you should
do no
that.
On the other kids.
I do see where you would want to, but.
Yeah, I'm realizing, and you cracked the code, Christina, it's the fighting.
Yeah,
that's the problem. It's the fighting and bickering and complaining that's the problem, and that in culmination with the expense. Because like if you spend this stupid outrageous amount of money, but your kids are such a pleasure to deal with, and they're so grateful, and they really enjoy it, and understand how rare and precious and special it is.
No kid on earth.
No kid does that. They're all a-holes. They're the worst, most horrible, terrible people on the planet. They don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
They're miserable, money-sucking vampires. But I love them.
And they're going to fight.
Oh, God.
Have fun, Ben.
Well, I'm going to do my best not to be pissed.
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to...
How?
Drink.
I'm just going to try. I'm just going to try to drink a lot. I'm just going to see what happens. Anyways, I think that's why Dad is always pissed on vacation. I think we figured it out. Coming up next, a weekday update. Did a meteor crash in the Metroplex, or was it an alien spaceship? We'll break it down next.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.